Blog Talk Radio.
We got a situation, you know what I'm saying? We got a call. We got a situation down in Vegas. We can put a call.
You know what I'm saying? It would surprise me. Somebody you get a hit up Mozambique. You know what I'm saying? People experience narcissism. You want to talk about what's happening with the power tools of down certain. What's your thoughts? What's your thoughts on the Justice Smollett case? On the verdict, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the verdict, but the, you know, the decision yesterday. You know what I'm saying? What's your thoughts? What's your knowledge? What's your history of America or Chicago or politics in Cook County? You know what I'm saying? People say, I can't believe. Why you think people grew up in Chicago? This, you know what I'm saying? We're not stunned enough. You know what I'm saying? This is a city. Let me get a background. Because I told this is foreign to some people. So let me get a background. This is a city where Al Capone still votes. Again, this is a city where Al Capone still votes. Chicago. So, forgive me. I was doing all the Carl Nelson show yesterday, and they had a lawyer on there. He's like, you know, Channel 3, you got any more questions? I'm like, not really, because it's like you know what I'm saying? You going to a basketball game, you know what I'm saying? And you're like, man, what do you think about that dude, that shot? You know what I'm saying? He's like a layup. You're like, well, what's the big deal? Now you didn't see that cold layup he did? You know, no, I mean, like, guys, I see guys dunk the ball, you know what I'm saying? Pass the ball, you know what I'm saying? That's nothing. I just see the Harlem Globe trying to do it to a basketball. What's your point? Man, I ain't never seen no guy do no layup like that. So a lot of people is like, this is national attention. They're like, I can't believe this. You got these people, these intellectual monkeys, you know, TV, you know, these talking heads, and with a long said this and that. As I said before, and I say it again, we are in tune. We know the law in Chicago, not only Chicago, the streets of Detroit, Ohio, L.A., and the masses know the law. We know we're illegal. We know we ride, we contraband. We clear on that. Now, some people, you know what I'm saying, been in school so long, they don't know. You know what I'm saying? We know the business. And then the Cook County, you go to Cook County and know how this operates. You know what I'm talking? Right on, Marshall. Right on, Nick. I see the building. Free them all. Right on. Okay, Marshall, tune in with us. You know what I'm saying? Ride with us on this one, y'all. So what's your thoughts? Y'all feel free. 708-223-8953. 929-477-3785. You surprised? You shocked? Say, oh, wait a minute. Man, listen, they ain't got to do, they can stop writing the script for Empire of Chicago. You can just let the cameras go live. This is how this goes. But the deal is, the race question, too. A lot of cats, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they triple it. You go back, you know what I'm saying? This is every day. You look at Dan Ross and Counts, you look at different people, the case went up. Y'all remember the Lenard Clark case? Going back too far, some of the youngsters, I know. What's my man? Lenard Clark, what's my man? Jeremiah. I'm saying some of these names in Chicago history in my time growing up. Jeremiah Miraday. Go back, look at that case. How they got out on him. You know what I'm saying? The police beat him down, got out on a body, beat him down, some old plant packs, drugs on him. You know what I'm saying? Linda Rand, his brother out of Chicago. Jeremiah Miraday. Just, you ain't got to go back that far. Hey, Laquan McDonald. He said, what? 7 years. You know, people land up in Stateville, in penitentiary, DUIs. These guys in Stateville with 10-year sentences for selling DVDs. You know what I'm saying? This criminal shot this little brother, Kwame, that was 16. I don't know what this is, the 16 deal. You know what I'm saying? They came with 16 counts. You know what I'm saying? But it's a machine that works. And then once in a while, you might get a few runs here and there. They're talking about the Democratic machine, the daily machine. It's a machine. And all this, it's like, you've seen the faces of Superintendent Andy Johnson, all of them. You know, so they was like messed up in the head. But see, guys, one thing about like a lot of Negroes, they get the machine, whether it be Hollywood, police department, all this part, these are tentacles, the education department. And sometimes you get caught, you believe that you put a spark plug in the car. That spark plug come in, they got no oil on it. He be cocky, be like, man, I'm running this here. He like, man, you think that transmission, carburetor, all this stuff, engine in there all the time. So they come in, they don't even know this is 1975, you know, Chrysler. They think like, man, I'm new. This is a new car. I'm gonna make this car run better. And because they seen it, the car was stuttered, and that part make the machine run better. So certain Negroes do make it run better. Jimmy Iovine needs a Dr. Dre. Jimmy Iovine gonna do what he do, but Dr. Dre was able to. You can sell that better. You can, you know, say when they get $150 million to US seats, University of Southern California. It looks better with Dr. Dre on it, but don't get it twisted, though. You just a bumper. These Negroes be tools used, but it's hard. When you take somebody who has never had no attention in their respective community, never before, you grab these individuals, you grab a spark plug at the store. This spark plug ain't never been, it's not a refurbished spark plug. It's a spark plug that has never been used before, never seen no oil, never seen no struggle, never been on the expressway, car broke down, ain't never had this here. You place them in a situation. That spark plug got delusions of grandeur. This car was because of me. You try to explain, man, you know that gas, car break, they ain't hearing none of that. So they start to believe in this. They believe the hype themselves. You got Dr. Dre, arrogant to the white folks. Yeah, my daughter made it because she worked hard, she studied hard. Man, listen, you think the resources, man, Debo gave $70 million and Jimmy Iovine gonna get $70 million to you. Man, they ain't giving nothing to no community, though. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Dre. And they, you know what I'm saying? And his daughter gets placed in there. And that's the dynamic. That's a blessing and a curse. They start to believe it. You know what I'm saying? You go in there, and it's reinforced. If you ever fall up, it's reinforced. No, you. Listen to the word. That's what I'm saying. Even the generation has so messed up. Look at the words it's used now. Me, iPad. You know what I'm saying? Even what they call the movies now. Me too. It's me and the I. It's based on subjectivity. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's, man, it's a piece. We talked meritorious. Man, you mentioned that man a few weeks ago. And it's a piece of the man quote Minister UEP New. He say, he talked about Africa. When you were walking, ask him, "What you? How you doing?" Say, "Man, I am, we are, you know, we and I." It was in the collective. But you see a subjectivity. What you say is, you'll say, "Man, people, they made it because nobody, no support is based on them," and that makes them easier to cut them off. When they get through, ain't no, you know, say, used to be like, and we say like the politicians. They would know, like even drug dealers, they should know, they do certain things in the community, man, throw out a few turkeys, man, do a little baseball, do a little softball, baseball games, do something with the community, keep the community online with you. These arrogant dudes now, you know what I'm saying? Man, get up, man, they ain't nothing about no community, nothing. And so it is open for when they can stay, get through with you. Next. So if we talk about y'all. You dig? Y'all feel free. No calling the queue nowhere. Let me know if y'all feel so we're here. 708-223-8953. Give me some details. What happened in Vegas in the school gang? What happened in Mozambique? That's the smart. What's y'all thoughts on that? Type them in. Write them in. So let me know what's happening. I'm because we are. You better believe it. They say ain't doing no commercial with this cup now. Real talk. You know, in the buildings, right? I see my brother. So that's what's happening. You know, so we got to be connected to Mozambique. And that's not only we have to recognize everybody ain't gonna be connected. And don't, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of when these kids get down on, that's when all of a sudden they start speaking French. We you know, hold on, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it clear. You know what I'm saying? You can't be, you know what I'm saying, popping up, a family reunion night, but I'll tell you, you're not all connections, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's your thoughts on that? What's your, you know what I'm saying, this dynamic? But this this case, the Justice Smollett, you man, and they say like even Chicago, I think it's important to, like, and it's a people say, well, we didn't go the guy on TMZ, he was saying, well, no court date, none of this type of stuff. Surviving Penny Revolution, right on the survival program, real talk. This be Comrade Stan. Chicago is not known for like the front. The facility, you know, it's more of a direct dynamic. We're talking the race question, everything. You know what I'm saying? It's more. In fact, I said my first heard Donald, the thing with Donald Sterling. Donald Sterling speaking. Oh, who's on the Clippers? I said he's from Chicago. Before it was exposed, he's hanging. He and dude hung out on the Reinsdorf, on Chicago Bulls. So I heard, I said, he's from Chicago. It's an upfrontness about it. You know what I'm saying? It's upfrontness about that. So. The race question, the class question, so on and so forth, you know. And in fact, somebody commented in Chicago, excuse me, one of the few places where you have compounded generations of poverty, you know, concentrated, compounded areas. Montreal, we got two numbers. We had 708-223-8953. We are also at 929-477-3785. And I'll tell you, Will Wilson, the 7th and 8th Ward Aldermen keep shutting our peaks over East softball. So, wow. What's, okay, where you at, 7 to 8? What's that? What's those wards? 7 to 8 Ward, what's that? And let us see if we can get people out there to come check y'all out. Matter of fact, I want to do, like a Say the Happy House softball game, too, out there at Chandler Freight Hampton Park. So, most of let's combine with y'all. That, I don't know, okay, I can't think what's those wards. So, if you can't type in, and if you can reach for it, get their numbers for the audience, so people need to call in. For those numbers, that call in and say, man, you know, people out there doing this softball thing, you know what I'm saying? What's the problem? Y'all call it out. Y'all see, we ain't cut no corner with Alderman Raymond Lopez. Y'all see him go live with him the other day? He walked through the neighborhood sitting all cocky and stuff. Man, we throw Dan up on him, ain't man. He waved. He trying to do mixing waves. Man, stargazing, ain't man. They come to greet you, come to expose you. Man, you go to the old school, I like using the word picnic, but the old school gathering. All the guys come together. You know what I'm saying? He up there, Ray Lopez, he up there going live with a piece of garbage on the ground. So we need to shut this down. Then, we want to address it that these two Negroes stand on security with them. They stand on the block. In the community, you know what I'm saying? I said, man, hey, man, y'all got this twisted, man. Skedaddle, get them. You know what I'm saying? I said, that movie, The Mac, when this was grown folks talking, man, stand down. Get little. I said, man, he deals, he said, like the Mexicano community, man, they checked him to the, what he called them children, the Mexicano community, gang members and stuff, 47th and last, their school. Man, they mothers checked him to the point where Lopez said he need police escort. But he thought he could disrespect black folks. That park up there, 59th and Wood, I'm a kid. Y'all see that park, that little field house? Man, I see a dog house better than that, man. You know what I'm saying? Call the court, expose them. Come on, come in and call in the building. Real talk. We said, my sister, he was shook. Hey, he was like Elvis Presley. He was all shook up. Real talk. Y'all been bringing 300, 400 people out there 2 years straight or 20 games. Man, listen, we got to expose them. Put their names up there. We do their office numbers. Call, we call in. You also got to call in. You can't, man. We got to combat liberalism, man. They call the question, man. Real talk. You know, man, all this stuff going on, these people riding around harassing, we have little gatherings in the community, you know what I'm saying? And it's out, man, all this carnage out there. You know, we don't even have it no more. You know, old school candy stores in the block. Police shut down this candy store. We got to go deal with that. You know, so we need these different dynamics. In fact, we want to infiltrate. We have to help them. I really want to get these water guns over there. I want to have something with them. When the children come on out there, I want to get them back in there. Hopscotch and double dutch and softball. We had a phenomenal turnout this past Saturday, y'all. Past couple Saturday. Well, they even broke it. They have children out there. Hey, there's a band of good in the yard right there. Y'all come on through. Bring some bikes, bring some water guns, bring some food, bring some water. See, you know, how y'all can contribute. What are we doing out there, y'all? Real talk. Come on, Phil Marshall, see you in the building. Yes, sir. So we need y'all. We need y'all energy, we need y'all ideas. You know what I'm saying? Let's make history. Let's take history. Take history, man. Mozambique, Vegas, Chicago, Cook County. You did? People say they can't understand. Man, go look at the case of the non-clock. You know what I'm saying? Non-clock was beat down in Bridgeport. Man, the white dude that was a witness on that, he got gunned down. It was so much mafia activity in the non-clock case. It made the movie Casino look like Sesame Street. It was so much mafioso activity in that Leonard Clark case. Man, they were buying Negroes up. Go back and Google it. Check it out. Haiti was the man. So all the things they're talking about, they surprised. They can't believe. I'm listening to people talking about Chicago, of course, because they're surprised. I'm sitting here dumbfounded. I'm telling you, it's like you sitting up at a basketball game. It's like, man, do you believe that man shot that ball like that? I'm muffled.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm muffled, y'all. Okay. Is that better, comrade? Is that better? Okay, right on. Do I get a hold? Can I go like that? Am I still good? Still good? Okay, bring the call in the queue. But okay, right on. Am I still cool? Am I still good?
Wait a moment, yes, sir.
Okay, right on. Call the Q.
We have caller 779-456.
Free Amar, Chairman, Power of the People, Conrad Mensa, just checking in. Free Amar, Revolutionary Love, Chairman.
Okay, Right on, right on. Fremont, welcome to Fremont Radio. Right on, right on. Welcome to Fremont Radio. How you feeling, brother?
Man, Spears to house, house people as the quote field marshal, Big Chip, and feeling his spirit, man. We're listening to you getting down, me and my Queen Jan, and it's just an honor just to hear you, sir. Clinch fist salute to the Cubs and to the people. Free them all.
Right on, right on. Free them all. Glad you're tuning in. Right on. That's what it is. We're making history, taking history, taking history. Y'all tie this in, you know what I'm saying? Y'all tied in with your relationships, tied in with your conversations, you know what I'm saying? You're sitting out, you know what I'm saying? Tied in. Y'all feel free to come in, call on in with us, you know what I'm saying? Let us know what's happening, you know what I'm saying? Y'all come on with it, 708-223-8953. Y'all come on with it. You know what I'm saying? Shit, girls calling you bluff, y'all. Let's do this here. Let's make history, take history, take history. But again, what's your thoughts on the thing? You know, so y'all feel free, man, you know, I mean, you got these legal expertise. They dumped out. They're like, well, no, this motion, man, what's the commitment? Man, why? The day before. The day before Justice Smiley go to court. He Operation Push, Reverend Jesse Jackson. What's the, what's the connection? You know what I'm saying? Hey, Chicago politics ain't no joke. But again, we may be at disadvantage to talk about, because it's like we kind of immune to it too. So we can't point out the Pacific. That's what we miss it. Like you going in up in emergency room talking to ask the doctor, no, did you see all that blood? You're like, huh? That's how this goes. It's not no front. It's blatant. You know what I'm saying? Man, listen. In Chicago, go down to traffic court. Go down to traffic court and look at the blatant conflict of interest. Look at it. It's not even on front. You see the judge with the same last name of the police that gave you the ticket. So just, if you scared to go out to Cook County, you got to jail. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going through degrees. If you go down there, you're gonna really mess up. You can see those 17-year-old boys and girls, them children. Let me reemphasize it again. Them children. Copping out for football numbers. What that means is taking plea deals for 65 years. You heard what I said? Go down to Cook County Courthouse, 2600 South California, and just sit there, you know what I'm saying? Man, we call it court support, and just listen for a minute. When you go up there, watch yourself, get yourself together, though. So you go in, they talk to you like you're garbage. You walk in, so pick your moves now. You walk in. I know people ain't never been there to see it. No, I seen the TV. They seem pretty respectful. They walk in. Listen. Matter of fact, let me scratch it. Anyway, you can see the TV in Chicago. They don't front with no cameras up here. They may let you know. You go down there, get yourself together, because this is this dang. You can't have your phone. Put your phone. Take your phone back out to the car. I ain't got no car. Well, give us pay us to hold your phone down, huh? Yeah. Pay the police. Keep your phone while you go in. Police, yeah. You heard, matter of fact, you have a problem. Cuff up. Prepare yourself. If you, this is the price you gotta pay to get this education. Now, you know what I'm saying? If you really want to, so go on degree. So you might want to try the other one. They treat you like garbage too at the traffic court, though. But the smell ain't that bad. It's a little stench, is a little bit off. But you still gonna treat like disrespected, though. You know what I'm saying? So you can get in. You know what I'm saying? I recommend you try stick and move. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, the disdain they have for the people is worse than the man. My sister got to deal with a social worker to get some more money on her check, you know what I'm saying, the disdain. And they grab these individuals, you know what I'm saying, who disconnect out of disdain for the community. But go check it out. Change the plan. You talking about going to the zoo. No, go see the real animals. You know what I'm saying? Go see these pigs. Go see how they get out. Go see how they devour. Go see what's in the psyche, how this works down there. Go see children saying, yes, they agree, it takes 65 years. Let's check it out. No. I'm talking in America. I'm talking Cook County, the same Cook County that Gil Scott Heron talked about. Yeah. Same Cook County that Tony Preckwink, who was the president of the board of the Cook County. Yeah. Same Cook County where 17-year-old girls are forced to visit the cemetery that was for reuse. Yeah. Same Cook County where case of the case, life was a little life was justified with the police gunning out, catching frame, sitting up in there. Yeah. Same Cook County where Sheriff Tom Dart said on 60 Minutes, it's the largest mental health institution in the country. You hear what I said? This the sheriff of Cook County said it's the largest mental health institution in the country. The same way force medicating these babies up in there. Go check it out. Then see if you're surprised. You know what I'm saying? They get the whole setup. They just know one bad thing. The whole setup. Y'all hear Givens.
2 years old. Department of Children and Family Services, the case in the Joliet. We went back, they checked up on him, everything's all right. Man, the baby's dead. You look at these pictures of the parents, you know what I'm saying? I'm using these terms loosely, parents, you know what I'm saying? If they know what they're doing, listen, 50 Cent was coming through the airport one time on Instagram. He made a little joke to a little white youth who is, you know what I'm saying, about mental health issues. Man, they checked 50 Cent. They checked him before his, before 50 Cent, they checked the state. I say they, all I use are vague words. They had the state and its entities, its institutions, they checked him when his plane landed. He had a donation for the foundation of mental health to get white folks. So you gotta specify this now. Like when the Chicago Bears, they get these fives, they money go to charity. They have it set up who they money go to. Dude got a case, Chad. Why don't you think he donated to the Hampton House? Yeah, after you ain't clear. All right, let's go. Kaepernick gave Hunter some money. Oh, yeah, give away money to everybody. Oh, you think that's how they go, huh? You really, you more than green man he is. Squared in the pool table twice as green. Just be listening. Same way with these athletes, entertainers. All this stuff, let me set up, man. Here's your wife. You want to play like you met on your own? Okay, we can play. Here's your mistress. Here's your you get your car from such and such. Here's your lawyer. All this is designed. You know, it's not an organization. It's no independence. You following the lead. You know what I'm saying? And they got ways to make you want to role play like you're in control. Oh, give them that. But if you ever get out of pocket, you think that you make a decision. Do one of them Dr. Dre moves 2 days ago. Oh, my daughter's smart. She's making it all. Oh, you don't. Oh, you think so, huh? Man, you can get education so quick. This man will blow your mind. You, really, man, you conscious artist. They go through. They like, oh man, yeah. People know ain't no problem. It's like, man, it's control. Control, man, control, chaos, control, all that. They pull the strings on all the time. Real talk.
Hey, my brother Kevin.
Grandma,
we have a call in queue.
Call in queue, welcome.
Call 626-367. Grandma.
Welcome.
Grandma. Grandma, hello?
Grandma, welcome to Grandma Radio, Intellectual Radio, welcome. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm here.
You're loud.
Okay, how are you? This is Akiko. I'm calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Calling
right
to put you guys, give you guys some information on what's going on out here. I'm a parent of, there were 10 boys total who were targeted at Arborview High School for a terrorist attack. Two boys took pictures of all 10 of our children, posted their pictures to an Instagram page titled Arborview, N-I-G-G-E-R-S, attached threats to cleanse the hallways of these N-words. Go Columbine Part 2. The page was sent to me on Monday night. Monday night, I put it on my Facebook page to get it out there because I did not want these children going to school. CCSD, Clark County School District, they have their own police department here. They knew about it because when I called the dispatch, they already knew. They told me they knew. But children were still in school on Tuesday morning. When I pulled up to the school to find out what was going on and why hadn't any of the parents been informed, people already knew because of my post. Here we are. It's a week later. Our first time hearing from either the police department, the school district, or anyone was on Monday at the town hall meeting that they had. This school is known for allowing Confederate flags to fly in the parking lot. The students put Confederate flags on their trucks. Just so you know, the Nation of Islam and the Las Vegas chapter of the Black Panther Party was there for security detail for us. And they showed up in numbers. While we were in the town hall meeting, the Yee-Yee boys, the Confederate boys, their families, and we are talking about terrorists because that's what these were. They're not students. They're not boys. They're terrorists. Because when it comes to us, we're thugs. These were terrorists we're talking about. And so when I pulled up, when we were in the meeting, the terrorist parents or whoever were in the parking lot with their Confederate flags flying. The police department had to go out there and tell them, you have to leave this parking lot right now because the Black Panther Party and the Nation of Islam is inside. And when they come out on this parking lot, if these trucks are out here, we will have a problem. This school district has to try to sweep this under the rug. I am not allowing them to. I have been on every news station I can. I have made it very clear. I will not allow them to change the narrative to all children because these were Black children that were targeted. These were not all children that were targeted. These were all of our Black children that were targeted. That's who they wanted to kill. And that's what they said. They had a plan. They had a target of who they were going to kill. They said what type of firearm they were going to use. It was just a matter of time before it happened. My problem right now is the way Clark County School District has tried to handle this. These children at this town hall meeting told us that they've had these racial issues on this campus and nothing has been done. These children stood up and told administration. I've had a teacher tell me not to wear braids because it's ghetto. And this teacher is still working here at this school. This student told you this and you still have this teacher here. That's a problem. So I'm bringing awareness to this. I'm trying to get this to any and everybody that will listen because I will not allow Clark County School District to do this. Y'all thought this was the Mississippi of the West. It's not anymore, not on my watch.
Not when I have anything
to do with it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I said they refer to it as the Mississippi of the West, huh? That's they call Las Vegas.
Yes. And every news interview I've done, I've been sure to let them know this was a school shooting, a planned school shooting that was averted.
Yeah.
And we just had the 1 year anniversary of Parkland, Florida shooting. Three people committed suicide over the weekend behind that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So
is it not
an issue because these are Black children that were targeted? Why is it not an issue? Why is it not national? Why is it not being nationally covered?
Right. What age range, for the benefit of those who are not familiar with this again, and what age range are we talking about? Are the students, you know, saying that was targeted and the school, is this the elementary, high school?
It's high school. Arborview High School in Las Vegas, Nevada. Arborview High School. Yep. Arborview High School from 9th to 12th grade. The channel, I've done Channel 13 news interviews. I've done Channel 3, Las Vegas Review Journal. And I'm letting them know the only way I'm going to talk to you is if you get this out on a national level. I need all of your news affiliates to hear this.
Yes.
Because our children matter, and I'm gonna make a matter for you if you don't. I am all of the mothers, and let's be clear, all of us mothers, we're moving as one unit. When I speak for one, I speak for all of us.
Right on. What's the best?
I definitely had to call out the community because the morning I got there, I was there by myself, and everybody knew about it. Everybody in Las Vegas knew about it. People in Las Vegas were getting the post sent to them from Maryland and from other states, so people knew about it. But I was by myself, so when I called out the community, where are you? Why am I here by myself? These are all of our children. All these Black children at this school are mine. They belong to me and they belong to you too. Why are you not here? Now they showing up because I'm not accepting anything less.
So what's the status now? What is the school administration saying, or law enforcement? What are they saying? Are they talking about pending charges or anything? What's the status now?
So there were three boys. Two boys are actually in custody with five charges, three felonies, two gross misdemeanors. one of them was cited and released to his parents because he only supposedly supplied the pictures. To me, this is a terrorist cell group. The words that were being used on this post These were not words that just a 14-year-old child comes up with. You, this is bred at home. Your parents are telling you to do this, or your parents are talking to you this way. And I'm pushing to have them held responsible too. I'm in the process of having someone work on getting in touch with the Department of Children and Family Social Services to go into those homes and investigate to see what that is, because that's child abuse if this is what you're teaching your children.
Mm-hmm.
The boys are in custody. Our first court date is April 1st.
Okay.
Minister Stretch Sanders out here, who is actually, he's a Panther Cub as well, he is putting together a rally for April 6th for us to bring awareness to the racism that is happening in Clark County School District.
Okay.
I will not sit back and allow this to happen, especially hearing what these children have been telling me at this school.
Where's the court convened at April 1st?
It's the juvenile court, in Las Vegas. I don't have the address. I can get it to you. As a matter of fact, hold on. Because they're juveniles, they're very hush-hush about the situation.
Yes.
I've had some of the other students at the school, because I don't know, and this is what has become a problem for me. I don't know who the boys are because they won't release anything because they're juveniles, and I don't know who their parents are, but they know who I am, and that's a problem for me.
Mm-hmm. Have their parents taken any position publicly, or their parents say anything on the media or otherwise?
No, not the parents. The only thing the principal told me, because we've asked about the parents multiple times, the only thing the principal has told me is that when he spoke with the parents, he was not happy with the reply he got from the parents, and that's all I guess he could pretty much say or would say.
Mm-hmm.
One of the mothers said, I need an apology from them. I don't need anything from them but for them to pay. I don't want no apology. What, you thought you was going to apologize when you killed my son? I'm not with the apology. That I don't need that. That's not going to change this for me.
Mm-hmm.
Since you can take the apology, I don't need an apology from them. That means nothing to me. They're only sorry because they got caught. That's why they're sorry, because they got caught.
As any of other children say anything about these individuals, about their past, or, you know, saying had like past incidents or anything like this before, in Arborview.
Has this happened before at Arborview?
No, we talked the children up there. What was their response? Were they like, oh, this happens all the time? What was the children's position about this shit? Like I know you told me about teachers saying about they connect the brain, the hair is ghetto, and you know, so what's the problems of the children? Is it common, like, the people know about the racism, you know what I'm saying, and how they get down? Do the children know? Is it common to conversate something with the children?
Yes. So the children have said, and they have stated, that they're desensitized to it. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, that happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Yee-Yee boys, they hang out in the parking lot all the time with the Confederate flag. And I'm like, what?
What is it? Yee-Yee boys. Okay.
And they go ahead.
I mean, I was gonna ask you. We probably include this in what you about to say. Also, I was gonna ask you, what's the race dynamics of Arborview? Like, what's the demographics like? What's the black population opposed to white population? So, what does it look like?
It's 14% us, 47% them. 3% Pacific Islander, 10 or 12% Hispanic, definitely a majority them.
Okay.
But they felt it. The night of the town hall meeting, they felt how uncomfortable it is to be the minority. And I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
Yes.
I don't. Because we're not standing down. There is no standing down. All that's out. People are telling me, you know, be careful. You can't say this. I can say what I need to say, and I'm going to say it. I'm not going to filter nothing I have to say. These terrorists were about to kill my child.
Mm-hmm.
I told the mothers, I said, if you can remember when Trayvon Martin got killed, I remember looking at Sabrina Fulton's face during a press conference, and I said, that woman has so much power right now. If she say go, we could tear some stuff up right now, because we were all that angry and that upset, you know. And I told the mothers, and I said, we almost got that same power, and I'm about to use it, because this is not okay. You can't take a picture of my child, post it, threaten to kill him, and then, oh, it was a joke? Because that's what one of the Clark County police officers tried to tell one of the mothers. Oh, the boys were playing. Playing? It's nothing funny about Columbine. It's nothing funny about cleansing hallways of the N-word. It's nothing funny about that. There's no way you can make that into a joke.
Yeah. And the record reflects.
My hurt has turned into anger.
Yeah. And, how many black children they done locked up for, you know, just making rap lyrics on social media? They done locked, you know what I'm saying? They done locked them up, you know. Les Long making some threats, you know, just for doing some hip hop lyrics. They done locked black children left and right on social media for that. And speaking of which, also, is there a page, your page or what have you, something, some of you recommend people can, if they need to go follow up or, you know what I'm saying, see?
Yes, they can follow my Facebook page. It's Kika, K-I-K-A, A, Kiko, K-I-K-O.
Okay, one more time.
Kika, K-I-K-A, A, Kiko, K-I-K-O. That's my Facebook page. I'm keeping everybody updated on everything that's going on there. Because we're pressing this to the max. And, again, I continue to use the narrative that terrorists, because, again, when it's us, we're thugs. And this was a terrorist act that was about to happen by some terrorists. It's a domestic terrorist situation. So I will not allow them to paint the picture of, oh, these students or these boys or they were just playing or boys. No. That's not okay. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to let them do it. And I'm not going to allow them to change this from issue, because that's what it is. And this has happened. A boy just got shot today at a high school out here. A lot of this stuff is racially motivated. So I'm learning a lot more about the school board, who needs to be on the school board, until I can have to where I don't need the enemy teaching mine. Why are we settling for that? We don't need to ask them to accept us anymore or understand us or learn about culture. And when we were at the town hall meeting, they kept trying to talk about cultural diversity. That's not what this is about, though.
Mm.
We don't need to become culturally diverse. We didn't do this. We didn't do this. Our children didn't do this. Yours did.
Right. Yeah, no doubt.
Where it can be followed, Kika A. Kiko. I'm keeping everybody updated on everything that's happening there. If they want to help, if they want to come out and support, talk about it, be a part of the solution.
You mentioned a school board hearing. I mean, any upcoming school board hearings coming up?
Yes, tomorrow. There's a school board meeting tomorrow. All of us have called to put our names on the list to talk. There's a sister that used to be on the school board, and she's been keeping me updated and enlightening me and teaching me on how the school board works. Las Vegas is a Mormon town. I don't know if people know that, but Las Vegas was built
A lot of people find that ironic, but yeah. A lot of people find that ironic. Yeah, it is a Mormon town, yeah.
Now, most of those is who sit on the school board, and it has a lot to do with construction. You know, there's a lot of construction in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Most of that has to do with construction. It's about money. So we have to put ourselves in a position to be on that school board to make these decisions. So the sister, her name is Tammy, she is going to offer a class to teach people about getting on the school board. Maybe people think that they are underqualified, or maybe they don't think they have the time. Knowledge is power. So I'm going to put that knowledge out there. Go ahead.
I'm not going to interrupt, but I just want to throw this in there too. So you just brought something to my, attention. What setbacks do you incur, are you a native of Las Vegas? You grew up in Las Vegas?
I actually grew up in Los Angeles. I've been in Las Vegas since 2006, but I actually grew up in Los Angeles.
Okay, with that, okay, is it a lot of transient people, not being there for two generations, right? So how does that impact, you know what I'm saying, with like, you know, even with you know, the organizing or what have you, you know what I'm saying? Or, and also, is there a difference between the different communities, the black community, white community? Is there something that's cut with all the communities where people are, you know, no one, you know, has been there for, you know, generations? Is that common or is it just within the black community?
Well, actually, because Las Vegas actually has a very rich black history here, there are actually lots of people who are natives of Las Vegas, Nevada, that were born and raised here. And when I moved here and I started meeting people that were born and raised here, I was like, really? You were born and raised here?
Yeah.
I couldn't wrap my mind around it. But
because
what happened was, like in the 40s and 50s, they started moving people out here, blacks out here from the deep south, to work these nuclear plants and these testing sites where they built the projects, which is known as the Historic West Side. That's where a lot of our community events happen, the Historic West Side. So you have lots of people who are natives of Las Vegas, and then you have us that are moving in and meeting with them, and then the whites that are here are Mormons, or they weren't exposed to dealing with us or being around us.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
how we started getting all these suburbs built outside of Las Vegas, because a lot of people think, oh, Las Vegas is the Strip. No, Las Vegas is way more than the Strip. Those of us who live here don't even go on the Strip. We don't see the Strip. We're here, out here. So where Arborview High School is actually very, very diverse. The school itself is just predominantly white because it's a newer school in the area. My son isn't going back. My daughter is supposed to be going there next year. I've been talking to her about that. Like, I don't know. I'm prepared to send my children back or take my children to the West Side to go to school, because I'd be much more comfortable with them being with my people than to have to deal with an Oakland, because this school is openly racist.
So the West Side, is that more predominantly black?
That's all black. That's where you got the You Buy, We Cry, Mario's Market. Interesting enough, that's actually where the FBI building is, too, smack dab on the West Side, on Martin Luther King and Lake Mead. And I mean smack dab.
That's
where you have black-owned beauty college, Grits Cafe. That's where all the black everything is. That's where all the projects are, the churches, Muhammad Mosque 75.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all of that is on the historic West Side.
Yes. Yes. Yes, indeed. Give us right on. So keep definitely April 1st is the court date.
Yes.
That's the where's the courthouse at again?
It's downtown Las Vegas, and because it's a juvenile court, because right now they're trying to determine whether to charge them as adults or juveniles. I'm pushing. All of the mothers are pushing to have them charged as adults, because then that changes the way the charges go and, you know, what happens at that point. The police officer, he said, well, if they get charged as juveniles, they'll probably do a year. I'm not satisfied with that. I'm not all right with that. You attempted to kill my child. You just didn't get a chance to carry through.
Mm.
So, it's April 1st. And then from that point, we will find out after, because that's the first hearing date, we'll find out what they plan to do as far as the charges. We have to send our victim impact statements in by today in order to get the DA, get that to the DA so that the DA can file on our behalf and not allow the school to file. Because the school was trying to file for the school. We don't want the school filing for us.
Okay.
So, yes, I would definitely keep you guys updated on everything that is happening. And I'm not resting. I'm just getting started, to be honest.
I get seven hours sleep
and get up and start over and go do it again.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Keep us posted. Our weekly Free Them All International Radio. We on 6 o'clock Chicago Central Time. So definitely keep us posted. Any updates, we definitely on point. No doubt about it. Again, y'all, that court date is April 1st. Give us get your Facebook contact out there. Definitely keep us abreast. What's going on? What's the status of this here? You know what I'm saying? You know, so make these connections. State to state, in fact, outside the state. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you guys calling in Free My Radio. Again, we started a little late. You know, Vegas gave me a head up. Heads up, you give us a call. So we on deck. So you can definitely keep us posted. The airways are open. We on Wednesday, every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. Central Time. Yes, sir?
You'll hear from me again.
Right on. Any more? I don't want to cut you. Any more details we should be updated on? Any more details? Did I miss anything?
No, I think I covered everything pretty much. Like, you know, the specifics. Of course, I'll remember something once we hang up 10 minutes from now. But that's pretty much it.
Yes, indeed. Well, again, right on. Appreciate you for calling in. Since we here. Every Wednesday, put the word out. Free Them All Radio. We like to know that we live and direct. Put the word out. We'll get your Facebook out there. We'll keep people abreast by the April 1st date. And also, in fact, if something come up before next Wednesday, Free Them All Radio, feel free to call in on Triple C Saturday. We have on Triple C Saturday, same call-in number. I think that's we kind of alter the times according to what we're dealing with. But most is like 11 a.m. Central Time.
Most definitely. All power to the people.
Right on. All power to the people. Free them all, y'all. We live. All
right.
We live and direct, y'all. We riding not only from coast to coast, but outside the coast, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We just pulled over, you know what I'm saying? Just stop in Vegas, see what's happening. We've been in Mozambique, you know what I'm saying? So if you ain't got your passport or your ID, don't trip, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We are riding internationally. We stopped at Cook County Courthouse. I need y'all to go down and see what's happening down there. What's your thoughts on Justice Smollett case? What's your input on that? What you feel about that? Y'all feel free to call on in with us at 708-223-8953. Making history, taking history. Also, you know what I'm saying, 929-477-3785. We got Johnny Mixon online. He just came back from Oakland, California, historical stomach ground, the birthplace of the Black Panther Party. The 10th year anniversary acknowledgement of Bill Mixon. Hey, y'all don't know who that is? Check him out. You know what I'm saying? 10 years ago, we used to on that ground with his family. They still standing. I mean, this is put in correct political context. This was shortly after the New Year's Day shooting of Oakland police of BART, Bay Area Rapid Transit Authority, Johannes Mersley, gunning down Oscar Grant. Y'all remember that? You remember a month and how defeat how it was a hit like so many hits in our community. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Free them all. See, that's what it is. We'll post it up. What it's gonna be? We'll post it up. What it is? A month, two months shortly after that. You know what I'm saying? Again, this is we don't know impact and the final impact, the detrimental impact that police terrorism in particular has on our community. You know, we go through, you see, the defeatism, you know what I'm saying, in the eyes of this, you know what I'm saying, the stress that comes with it. Shortly after that, in Oakland, California, Lavelle Mixon was accosted in the road down on by Oakland Police Department. They came to move on him. He had defended himself. He defended himself to the point that 10 years later on that same block, at the MacArthur Boulevard, you see the Oakland Police Department out there, I mean, in full force, 10 years later. We sit right there, the community with the people, know what I'm saying, where they have their live bases out there. They play songs from these youngsters up there at the Bell Mixer. You see the police, after this case of the Bell Mixer, they came to get down on him. They subsequently took him out. But you seen police from all over the country, all over the world, black people with their badges coming in talking about this case. They still remember. You did. You seen, look at the video footage. Look at the news coverage of when situations like this occur. Look at Milwaukee. Look at Minnesota. Look behind the newscaster. Look behind the Don Lemons. Look behind the narrative they try to give out to the people back. And look how the people are interrelated with each other. Look at the conversations. Look at the stats. Look at the backbone. Look at them brothers and sisters. So on with their tank top T-shirt on. They so no shirts on. Look at their groove. Check the walk out. Look at the numbers. Look at the low levels of so-called black on black crime. Look at the doors being open. Look at the grandmother. Look at in Ferguson, Mike Brown town. We went down there. It was still hot. We went down there. We was down there. We seen when the police was shooting the tear gas, the canisters. Seen children taking tear gas cap from grandma's porch and throw it right back. Look at the communities. Look how they dealt with contradictions. Look at the relationships. I'm saying when the discussion, the real type of discussions are happening. That's what we're talking about, y'all. Speaking of making history, taking history, you live that way. Angel, be retired. See you tomorrow. No doubt about it. I'll see you in the building. That's what it is. Hood up in the building. Gino, Johnny Mixon. Man, essentially, I'll see y'all in the building. That's what it is, y'all. We live and direct, y'all, making history, taking history, taping history. Okay, cool. Still got a few times. We got any callers in queue? People say, Chad, you under the weather. Take a breath. Take a breather. I feel a little better already, but I'm still coming on out. I snooze beat it when it came to the Bell Mixer. Sure did. The people,
Fremont,
Fremont's coming in.
Fremont, we have a call in queue.
Colin Q, welcome to Fremont Radio, International Radio. Welcome.
Fremont call 702-245.
Welcome to Fremont Radio.
Fremont Chairman, this is Comrade Vegas. How are you?
Under the weather, still fighting.
There we go. I just want to make sure I just kind of, came in after the sister, Akiko, that just called in from Vegas. And, I went to the meeting on Monday as well that was happening here in the schools, and I think what's not, given enough light to it is, like she said, the principal there was trying to make it a cultural or a diversity issue rather than it being a terroristic threat as it was. 2 weeks ago, the high school that my children are attending here received a similar threat where a juvenile said he was going to shoot up the assembly that they were having that week. They ended up going to his home and actually confiscating several guns that he had access to at his home. I believe he was arrested and charged with, some sort of felony terroristic threat at all as well. And then we're hearing similar stories out of Florida, out of L.A. I believe Florida and L.A. actually recently closed a couple of their schools because of terroristic threats that are being specifically targeted to black children. So it just makes me wonder if there has been some sort of white nationalist call out, so to speak, that.
Fremont,
Brother Chairman. The call dropped, sir. Fremont.
Okay. Fremont.
I'm bringing it.
Okay. Okay, we just left Mozambique. We stopped through Vegas, back and forth to Cook County Courthouse. Get back again. Call back in again. We'll call the other Q2. But while we on that call too, we riding, y'all. We moving around Chicago too, y'all. Jahir Gibson. I missed the. Gibson. Okay. Jahir Gibson, 2 years old, found beaten to death Monday. Y'all pull this case up. I ain't cutting no corners, you know what I'm saying, about the history of the Department of Children and Family Services. And it walks in my jaws even using that. I mean, this that euphemism, Department of Children and Family Services, you did, what's been happening to these babies, case after case, countless after, you know what I'm saying? I was saying earlier about the thing they're sending to the airport, and they said he should know this young white dude have mental illness. Look, what they put up, they put these babies in harm's way, y'all. They know what they're doing. Again, Department of Truth and Family Service, the case of Jahir Gibson, y'all, real talk. I can't think of the case of Joliet, the little girl, the baby. The Department of Truth and Family Service, they want to go check on the baby on the day in the couch. So, you know, this is talking about design. This is warfare in Australia. How you do the it's a movie called Rabbit Proof, kidnapping, you know, about babies and what they doing to them, y'all. You know, this is talking about design. Real talk, man. We live that way, but damn, hold on, I was around the police. I see what's this here? Right on, 33 West Monroe. Tomorrow, 12 to 2, shutting them down with the press conference to cut politicians and set the money to National Restaurants Association. What's that, 33 West Monroe? Got to be Monroe and Chairman's house is on 2337 West Monroe. So 33, that's down the street from Western there. Police, you go Dan Muhammad. Yes, so y'all turn the state of the city. Y'all tune in on Saturdays. How we looking? Callers in queue? Calling in queue. Y'all get our call back? Grandma, it's coming in. Call in the queue. We got to call it back.
Free my brother Chairman, sorry, muted. I call it 612-601. I'm sorry. Free my.
Okay. Free my. Welcome, Free my Radio.
That shit was hilarious.
612?
Let me have gotten off the line, Brother Chairman. A little bit.
Okay.
Free my 702-245.
Okay, y'all got to press 1. Fremont, welcome to Fremont Radio, Intention Radio.
Yeah, Fremont, they were pressing one.
Press 1. Ali Shakur, Dan Muhammad, I see my brother. Omar on state. Let's do it, okay. So it's Omar, okay. I'm going to press, Carlos, press 1. Get press 1 to be in, press 1. Man, I hate having this cold, man. But humbug, man. We gonna cover it out though. Again, condolences. To what we doing? These callers back in queue, y'all. Continue. You can try 708-223-8953 or 929-477-3785. You know, so we have a technical as well as political difficulties, y'all. Y'all bear with us. We ain't got the technology of the Fox or the CBS or whatever. We're supposed to come down to you, 210 can the string. So, you know what I'm saying? We do what we do. Okay, we double breasted then. We double breasted, y'all. Y'all would try 708-223-8953. 929-477-3785, 708-223-8953, or 929-internationalradio.com, or 929-477-3785, then press 1. So that's the double
blessing.
Excuse me, one
bit.
Okay. Do we say phone? Press the phone? Okay, Fremont, what's International Radio, from Fremont Radio?
Thanks, Jeremy. Fremont, it's Carmen Vegas again. Yeah, the blog radio is definitely, it's dropping the calls. It's not the cell phone. It literally is the blog radio saying, thank you for calling, and it hangs up on you.
They come down to it, we got to use 210 cans of string, you know what I'm saying? Were these adults in other cases where the guys got locked up before? Were these adults or juveniles?
No, these are all juveniles, and that's what I was saying, I think, when the line got cut, that, you know, these are juvenile threats coming from 14, 15, 16-year-old, you know, white boys, you know, that are making these threats and ultimately, you know, being arrested. Like I said, we're hearing about it here, hearing about it in Florida where they closed some schools, hearing about it in L.A. where they actually closed some schools. And, so that's what made me think we need to correlate. Is there some sort of national call to action that's happening between these white, you know, nationalist groups or something that's putting these youth into motion? Because I don't think it's a, you know, coincidence that we're getting, you know, several threats that have been, you know, I guess, you know, intercepted in just the last couple of weeks, two of them. Just here in this, you know, just even in Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, we're just one city. But we got to look at some of the demographics here. Obviously, you know what I'm saying? Like the sister said, even in that high school, we're talking about 14% black, you know, even in this city, you know, we're somewhere in the 11% range of the black population. It's mainly white, you know, people, obviously white-led, white, you know, administrated, you know what I mean, and the political offices, all of that. I think it's one thing that Akiko raised was that the action of the community didn't come about until she got on, you know, some of this white media TV and was like, you know, this is happening. That's when some of what we say, you know, the P's came out, you know, the politicians, the pastors, and the pigs had to show up and say, oh, yeah, we're doing something. You know, it wasn't until the sister kind of took to the airwaves and was like, you know, this is what's happening. You know, and before she got a response even from, you know, the black teen community, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's one thing I liked about her was her, you know, she came out and said, yeah, this school ain't doing shit. I kind of expected that. But the people, where are the people at as well? You know what I mean? We're all these politicians. We're all these pastors that, you know, and ministers, so to speak, that are out here saying, you know, they're this and that. And wasn't nowhere was she out there in front of that school by herself, you know what I mean, facing, you know, literally white boys and white men in their Confederate trucks with their Confederate flag blazing, you know, so I just think that it is a demographic issue here, and obviously, even though there are some, you know, long-term black residents here as well, it's real state-led here. It's very church-controlled. You know what I mean? A lot of the people got up saluting the police in this meeting. You know, we're so proud and happy for what you're doing. We don't have any complaints about how you reacted and things like that. That was kind of some of the rhetoric you heard from black parents, you know, at this meeting. And so, you know, like she stated, some of the Islam buddies were there were saying, you know, why are we begging these people to, you know, to recognize us, to you know, to respect us and not threaten us? You know, like, we need to be organizing our own schools. We need to be, in the meantime, we need to be organizing, taking these youngsters to school, picking them up, having a presence maybe even around the school each day, you know, showing that we're here, we're going to protect our children. And, you know, and shoot back if needed. You know what I'm saying? If y'all, there needs to be, you know, a heightened awareness that this is happening, but then a heightened, you know, action plan of organization to protect these children while they are in these predominantly white schools, you know. Literally just today with my daughter, Brooklyn, she had brought home some homework that was literally a worksheet, Chairman, on the Star Spangled Banner. They wanted her to complete this worksheet about who wrote it, what was the mood of the song, what time frame was this taught in. And on the other side of the worksheet, it talked about the War of 1812 and how, you know, America defeated the British at the time. There was no mention of the indigenous people. There was no mention of, you know, how brutal and disgusting and bloody this war was against the indigenous, against the slaves. You know, none of that. You know what I'm saying? It was just, oh, the Star Spangled Banner. So we have to be very aware of what is being taught in these schools, what's being pushed in these schools. It's one thing that was clear amongst the children and the youth, the black youth of that school and of my children's school where the other threat happened, is that these children were not, they know exactly who these children were. They were like, they're called the Ziggy Boys. You know, they know. They said that not only the youth, but the teachers there are highly racist. You know, they have experienced all kinds of different acts of racism against them. So this isn't something new that they're experiencing. Like, whoa, this came out of nowhere. These children are very aware of it. You know, so I think we have to keep, you know, our ears open to our children as well as they're coming home and saying, you know, this teacher said this or this student said that because it's happening. And like I said, here in Las Vegas, where there is a higher demographic of white versus black, you know, we're behind the line, so to speak, with some of the organization of not having this state rhetoric, this state-fed rhetoric constantly flowing from our mouths and constantly, you know, rising up the police and rising up, you know, really opportunists in the community that our own only coming out, you know, once the news kind of calls them out. Like, where are you, NAACP? Oh, we're here. You know what I mean? Now they're there. You know what I'm saying? But from the gate, they weren't there trying to run with the system until, you know, it kind of got raised up and put in that face.
Okay, well, I'll get a heads up when we count down. So, right on, keep us posted. I know, as you said, real quick, too, I know, I can't remember the guy named that had a case in the movie theater in Las Vegas. It was some type of, I think it was about some sort of day, significant date, they were saying with that. So the, definitely the climate, a lot of people say it's just Donald Trump, but like we say up here, it's, I mean he does intensify a certain dynamic, but it, it is a climate, you know what I'm saying, everywhere, so keep your heads on that. I can't remember that case in the movie theater. In fact, he had Chicago connected, actually, too. I can't remember the case. Movie theater, the Batman, watch the Batman, I can't recall, but it was something that said significant with the date, too. And also, it was the shooting that got the hotel on the strip with some of the date. So I don't know. If, actually, I tell people that the mayor, the April 1st, May 1st, or something that's what the legalized, I'm going to say it's a connection to that with Adolf Hitler's birthday. So I don't know.
If you look at even some of the mob ties, you know,
okay, I gotta go.
Family, you know, and
I got
connected.
Yep. Let me okay. I gotta close down. I gotta close down. For this show here, y'all tune in. Live direct. And next week, we'll keep us posted. My man says I gotta tune out for this show here. Keep us posted. Keep us posted.
That's
okay, right on. Frame on. Keep on structured. Yeah. Okay. All right.
The codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring I live before them, God in the back, and I
Fred Hampton Jr., see my friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it out.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth place. Thanks for getting some of this shit. This could be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say codes of the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. Like that's a party club, it is. I will never violate the codes of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we never had this shit rolled. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains. Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never sit, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now? I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be protecting and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never. Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader. I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you y'all won't listen. I will never put profitable politics, press with no our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I have a path to curb by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, never. Never, never. Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never crossed my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung rapid every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hit the dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected.